music just does something to me. When you, you know, put on a set of headphones and you start playing the drums, it's kind of like a meditation tip for me. You know, when I get on the set, you know, it brings back a lot of memories. So I started playing the drums when I was 7 years old. It was at my dad's church. I told my dad, I was like, you know, I want to get into drumming, this and that. You know, can I, you know, play on a Sunday or something like that? Always bugging him every time. You know, can I go to church with you? Like, because he, you know, he'd have to do his work throughout the week. I'm like, can I go to church with you, this and that? You know, and I'm banging on the drums while he trying to get work done and stuff like that, man. And he was just like, you know, you're young, you know, service and, you know, church is definitely something that's important and, you know, you want to take that seriously on Sunday. So I don't think you'll be ready to play on Sundays. I'm like, all right. So I just kept practicing until he finally let me play and I was pretty good at it. And ever since then, me and my brother just took off with the music thing. You asked my mom when I was little, I just go around the house and try to find something to hit, like whether it was, you know, the counter table with some rulers or, you know, at the kitchen table, you know, playing with my fork and spoon, just trying to make beats and stuff like that. I think that's why I'm so attached to the drums and, you know, just happy to, you know, get back started in the groove with it. Football, you know, it can get frustrating, especially, you know, things not going well for you or you just go through your ups and downs, whether it's, you know, personal or team-wise, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs, whatever. So you got to have like an escape, you know, you got to have something that, you know, get your mind off of, you know, your everyday thing that you do, which is football for me. If I'm having a hard day, you know what I'm saying, I could go to the music store, play one of my favorite songs. Or, you know, just play a tune that's, you know, easy to play or sometimes complicated. And a complicated one, you know, you're paying so much attention to, like, you know, where you're hitting the drum at, you know, how you're hitting the snare, you know, how you're rolling off the hi-hat, things like that. It just tones all your focus into in one setting. So you really don't got time to be thinking about something else. You know, I listen to music, you know, going into a game, you know, some of my favorite songs, you know, just an up-tempo beat, you know, in the stretch lines. People are always making fun of me or, you know, trying to juice me up because, like, we play music doing stretching. And half the time, you know, I'm running around, dancing, trying to get everybody, you know, excited, everybody happy and ready to practice. So music just does something to me. Or I just hear a song, like, say it's a third down, stop, you know what I'm saying? And we need to get off the field. And I say, you know, you got the DJ playing the song in between the breaks or something like that. And I'm like, okay, I'm feeling the vibe. You know, I'm about to go make a big play, something like that. That music, you know, just give me that extra energy. Kind of got away from it, you know, in the past years, but now I'm starting to pick back up on it. You know, doing opportunities like this to kind of share, you know, how I got into music, how I got into drumming, just bringing that love back for music. And I think that having a drum set in my house is probably gonna wake a lot of the neighbors. But you know, I'm just happy that, you know, I'm able to, you know, say that I am a football player and a drummer at the same time. So it's definitely something that's cool.